With Mother's Day around the corner, I've been thinking a lot about my mom and the stories that she tells. And we love to listen to stories that my mom tells. And then my sister and I like to kind of embellish them sometimes and make them like a little silly. For example, when my mom was young, she had like a little scooter that she would ride to school. So we like to say that my mom had a motorcycle and that she was like in a biker gang when she was young. And it's one of our favorite stories to tell. And we just laugh about it all the time. And I think this year something that would be really cool to get my mom is StoryWorth. And StoryWorth is something that can help you preserve these precious memories and stories, like my mom being in a biker gang, which if she hears this ad, she's going to text me immediately and say, quit telling people I was in a biker gang. And I'll say, you know what, Mom, with StoryWorth, you can finally tell the story the way that you remember it instead of the way I like to tell it. So here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails you, your loved one, a thought-provoking question that you help to pick, and then it makes the writing process a breeze. So all your loved one needs or your mom needs is respond to that email with a story, long or short. It doesn't matter. And you'll also get a copy of their response that's submitted over the year. And then after that fun year, StoryWorth compiles all of your loved one's stories and photos into this beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. My dad actually did StoryWorth a year or two ago, and he's been working on it for a while, and he gave us all a copy of his for Christmas this year. It was so sweet. I have it on my bookshelf. And it's just something now that my parents are grandparents too, I'm really happy that I'm going to have kind of this keepsake for all of their stories. So give all of the moms in your life a unique heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mindful. That's storyworth.com/mindful to save $10 off your first purchase. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Mindful in Minutes podcast. And today we are going to do a body recovery meditation. So this is inspired by the fact that our entire household right now is sick, and I don't even know what we're sick with, but we are just really not feeling great. And so I wanted to share the meditation practice that I personally use when I'm working on just honoring my body's need for rest and rejuvenation, and the practices that I like to use to help support my immune system and body during these times. So when you're ready, you can go ahead and take a moment to get comfortable. Maybe that means you're sitting up. Maybe you're not feeling great, so you want to lay down or get in bed. Anything works, as long as we can breathe without anything getting in the way and we can be comfortable. And then once you've settled in, taking a moment just to check in with how you're feeling right now. How is your body feeling in this moment? Just name it. My body is feeling tired. Or my body is feeling restless. Just name how your body's feeling. Knowing there's no right or wrong answer to that question. And then we're going to begin with three deep cleansing breaths just to begin to quiet our nervous system and tell our bodies it's time to unwind. So we'll exhale all of the air out of our lungs and then inhale, filling up through the nose, and open mouth exhale, sighing out, letting go. We'll do that two more times, inhaling through the nose. Open mouth, exhale, sigh it out, letting go. Doing that one last time before settling into a natural rhythm of breath. Now, in your mind's eye, imagine this little bubble appearing around your body. It's a safe little protective cocoon around you. that's protecting your body. And just imagine that you're there in this protective bubble. And give yourself permission just to be and to rest. Your body knows what to do. It's doing what it should. And our job is to just hold space for that natural process of our body's recovery, rest, and rejuvenation. And as you rest in this bubble, imagine all of your muscles get a little bit heavier and softer. Your bones become heavy. Every part of you becomes soft and still. And at the top of this bubble, a white light shines down through the bubble and onto the crown of your head. This light shines down right on your head, softening the muscles here. It continues to pour down the forehead, behind the eyes, the back of the head and the ears. Just letting this light pour down your body, softening each muscle as it goes. Releasing the jaw, opening the neck and the throat, the tops of your shoulders, your shoulder blades, letting this light pour down your arms, all the way down past the elbows and the wrists to the fingertips. Allowing this light to pour down your chest, your back, the sides of your body, bringing rest and comfort to your entire trunk, and moving down further still, the hips and the low back, the pelvis, letting this light shine all the way down the legs, past the knees and the ankles, all the way down to the tips of the toes. Allowing this light to pour into your body, into your cells, bringing you rejuvenation, vitality, energy, all that your body needs to recover and reset is brought in through this light directly to your body wherever it needs it. And all you have to do is rest and be. Imagining this light is shining all around your body, filling up your bubble. So you're in this little recovery cocoon. Every part of you is being held and supported. Allowing every inhale and exhale to relax your body further. And bring you a moment of stillness and peace. feeling your body just become restful and heavy, we're now going to practice a little bit of breath work to help oxygenate the cells and kick off the restoration process. This breath work will be a three-part inhale followed by a long exhale. So we'll exhale all of the air out of our lungs, and then inhaling, filling up 1/3, inhale, filling up 2/3, inhaling, filling up all the way, and then a long exhale, letting it all go. Doing that again together, it sounds like this. Inhale 1/3, inhale 2/3, inhale a final 1/3, long breath out, continuing with this, inhaling 1/3, 2/3, filling up all the way, and a long breath out. Just continuing with this pattern, allowing every sip of air that comes into your body deliver that oxygen and nourishment to your cells, your muscles, any place that needs it. And your long breath out releases any fatigue, any gunk, anything, any illness that you need to release out of your body. It's gone on the exhale. Just doing a few more rounds of this, inhaling 1/3, 2/3, a final 1/3, and then letting it all go on the exhale. Doing 2 more rounds of this breath here, taking your time to complete them. And after that final round of breath, letting go of that pattern, and just ease into smooth, effortless breath as you allow yourself to rest in this healing light cocoon, knowing and trusting that your body knows exactly what to do. You just need to hold space for your body to do it. Just letting yourself rest and be, trusting the process, just allowing your body some time to recover here. And you can stay here for as long as you'd like, or maybe you allow yourself to ease into some sleep or a nap. But this is where I will leave you with my guidance. Thank you for joining me, and I hope that you feel better soon.